Welcome to the Manager's Desk. I'm Mike Cornell. It's day four of our birthday letter month. Yesterday was the first day we received mail, so along with a couple emails that came in during Labor Day weekend, our letter count is at 30 as of yesterday. This year's goal is one more than the number of letters we received last year during Birthday Letter Month, thus our goal this year, 1,072 letters. The reasoning behind that goal setting is that we want everyone who wrote last year to write again this year, and then have at least one person who didn't write to us this year, and maybe that's you. Our first letter came in the form of an email from Dave in Appleton, who wrote, "Blessings to you all this letter month, and thank you for all your station does to bless us with the Lord's gospel promises. You are an uplifting voice in a chaotic world. And Mike, I was so happy to hear your voice back on the air after your bout with COVID. Sounds like Randy had it too. Praise the Lord for your recoveries. I finally loaded the new phone app. It works really slick. Thank you for all the work that went into that. I use it pretty much daily. Beats the summer reception problems. Still greatly love the programming, especially the music. Favorites still include Night Sounds, Morning Watch, Sunday Worship at Dawn, Gaithers, Evening and Saturday Story Times, and much more. Request times are also much appreciated. Also, thanks for your work in sponsoring concerts. Enjoyed seeing Keepers of the Faith last month in Waupaca. God bless you all." And then we heard from Larry and Kathy listening to the Iron River, Michigan translator. "We wanted to thank you for your music and gospel ministry. Love your musical mix first thing in the morning. Good blend between gospel, praise, and contemporary. My wife and I really enjoyed the gospel fest in Hilbert before the rain came. Would love to do the bus trip one of these days. You guys are a real blessing to the body of Christ and those others that are invited into the kingdom. God bless." Well, speaking of bus trips, our bus count for our upcoming Mackinac Island trip has done a lot of fluctuating this past week. Thankfully, as the cancellations have come in, so have the registrations. And as of yesterday, both buses are full once again. But let me encourage you to get your name on our standby list if you have an interest in joining us for this year's trip. Well, I look forward to hearing from you this month for Birthday Letter Month. Our mailing address, WRVM, Box 212, Suring, Wisconsin, 54174. Or you can email us at wrvm@wrvm.org. For the Manager's Desk, I'm Mike Cornell.